president events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
Well, millions of pills were going to pharmacies, and they knew the red flags. They were warned of the red flags. That's what our lawsuit alleges. This is part of a big, big picture. And, you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them. Hey, I applaud the efforts that they're doing now. And again, we want this to be a collaborative effort to solve the problem together. And that includes having prevention, having treatment, having Narcan, naloxone available, education. And that's how they were all part of the problem, and now they have to be part of the solution.
Bondi also says we have to get this epidemic under control.
And every year, Ainsley, record number of people are dying, and we have got to do something about it. You know, these manufacturers, distributors, pharmacies, they have been part of the problem, and they have got to be part of the solution. And we will continue to hold them accountable. That's what this is all about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Ooh-rah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief, as I did, check their website, uap.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. We'll begin by kicking off our new program of honoring one deceased veteran each week. Then Yehuda Remmer will talk about the attitude about guns and self-defense in the Orthodox Jewish community. Then we'll review last week's Service Academy football games. Then attorney Terry Johnson will discuss how marijuana usage affects your right to keep and bear arms. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag and our Armed American Report. Troops, we welcome your comments and questions. Contact us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. This week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to recognize and honor U.S. Army veteran Charles Thomas Hutchinson III. Charles Thomas Hutchinson III grew up in Kittanning, Pennsylvania, where his father was the county sheriff. At 6 feet five, he stood tall in both academics and athletics in high school. Growing up as a sheriff's son, he had a working knowledge of politics and a desire to someday enter the legal profession. He attended West Point, where he dealt with the challenging academic load while playing basketball. He was very well liked by his peers. He asked for and received a commission in the infantry, an assignment to the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Hutch graduated in June of 1964. After graduation, Hutch hopped in his silver Corvette and returned home to be with his family for what would be his last summer. He went to Fort Benning, Georgia for airborne and ranger training, then to the 82nd, where he was assigned as a rifle platoon leader. Shortly thereafter, his unit was alerted for and deployed to the Dominican Republic. He was killed leading his men in combat there. Specifically, he was moving to take out a machine gun nest that was a threat to his unit. He was the first member of his West Point class to die. Rest in peace, Hutch. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel, and now we'd like to discuss guns and the Jewish community with author Yehuda Remmer. Yehuda, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom.
Hey, thanks for having me, Skip.
Well, Yehuda, before we get too far into this, please tell us about your children's book. What's it all about?
So I wrote a children's book called Safety On. It's an introduction to the world of firearms for children. And I wrote it because I felt that there was a need for a book like this. There was nothing like it on the market. And it's a book that solely discusses all aspects of living with guns in the home and all aspects of gun safety.
Well, it's not very politically correct of you to do something like that. Aren't you originally from California?
I am originally from California, and that didn't deter me.
You're from California, but you did it anyways. Good for you, Yehuda. What was it like growing up in California? It was fairly anti-gun there, but also in the Jewish community, the Orthodox Jewish community. What was it like?
So growing up in California, I mean, I grew up apolitical. Guns were never talked about. And, you know, my buddy introduced me to firearms and kind of fell in love with it. And the rest, you can say, is history.
Well, Yehuda, what was it like in your home? I mean, you'd go to synagogue. Was it because you were in California, people didn't talk about it? Or was it because you are an Orthodox Jew?
I don't think it had anything to do with being Orthodox. I think it had to do more of just Jews and guns in general. It just wasn't something that was talked about. You know, the few people that did own guns didn't talk about it. They didn't want to be a pariah in the community. And I think, you know, that still rings true to a lot of people, that they might be gun owners, but they still don't want to necessarily be thought a pariah, so they're not vocal about it.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. We're speaking with Yehuda Remmer, author, about guns in the Jewish community. Yehuda, in light of Jewish history, I mean, if any one group has been demonized or made out to be the scapegoat for every human ill, it's the Jewish race. In light of the Holocaust, why would any Jew not want to take advantage of the Second Amendment and protect himself?
I think that's a very good question. That's a whole topic for itself, why Jews tend to be more anti-gun in a lot of cases. I mean, you can talk about the political divide in the country, the left and the right of Judaism. But in my opinion, it all stems back from before pre-World War II, you had Jews all over Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a very big thing. And before the war, they were called shtetls. Shtetls were basically areas of cities that, I hate to use the word ghetto, but kind of areas of cities that were neighborhoods that were predominantly Jewish. Okay. And you had a lot of these Jews who didn't have really any care about anything they tried to keep to themselves. But then what would happen is you had your pogroms and you had your anti-Semitic attacks in Europe. And instead of retaliating, because retaliation would cause, let's say, the Cossacks to come in tenfold on the Jews, make it even worse, they kind of just kept their heads down and just wanted to be left alone. Whatever happened, happened. Then the Holocaust happened. Then European Jewry moved over to America in a lot of cases. And that mentality of just keeping your head down, we just saw what happens when we, you know, what the government will do. And they just didn't want to have anything to do with guns. And I think that's where it all stems from.
Wow. What I'm seeing, Yehuda, you know, as an outside observer, I see American Jews and European Jews being like that. But then when I look to Israel, Israeli Jews don't seem to be like that. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, Israeli Jews don't seem to be like that because it really is. It's a different world there. Israel was founded by, I mean, not originally. We're talking about, you know, not 2,000 years ago, but Israel was founded on
bloodshed.
Of bloodshed in the war.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 1948 war. That's literally how they came to be. And now Israel is surrounded by, you know, 1.6 billion people that all want to see Israel face wiped off the face of the map.
Yeah.
So Israel doesn't really have a choice to put their weapons down. I think it was, is it the head of the Mossad who said it? I forgot which one, but he said the day Jews cease to own weapons, the day Jews cease to exist in Israel.
Yeah, actually, I think he's right.
Yeah, I mean, he is. There is no question about it. The minute we put our guns down, then we're done. Israel will no longer exist.
Yeah. Now, Yehuda, you spent some time in Israel, didn't you? You went to school there or something like that?
Yes. I lived there for 2 years.
2 years. How are the Israeli Jews different than American Jews from California?
I mean, in terms of religion, we all keep the same thing. But in terms of mentality, like I said, they are in a daily fight or die struggle.
Hmm.
They don't have the luxury of saying, hey, you know, we don't have to worry about today. Just within the last 2 days, there was a ceasefire this morning, but I think I saw Hamas shot 450 rockets into Israel in 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you have that. You have, you know, Palestinians coming over into Israel, stabbing people in the back, trying to kill soldiers and civilians. They don't have the luxury of just kicking back and saying, no, you know, this is not what we want.
Yeah. Well, Yehuda, I think you probably sum it up, if you can say, basically, American, and I'm generalizing here, American, European Jews, those outside of Israel, they're more sheep-like, but Israeli Jews are more like sheepdogs. Is that a correct generalization?
I mean, I would say that, I would call that a generalization just because, you know.
Because of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are some great Jews out here in America really trying to fight the good fight. Well, I mean, whether you're Orthodox or even conservative or Reform, not all conservative Reform Jews who tend to be a little more on the left-leaning side, not all of them are anti-gun, and not all of them are, you know, and that wasn't a generalization of the conservative Reform Jews being left-leaning, just they tend to be. But, yeah, you know, there's some good ones out there fighting the good fight every day and trying to ensure that we as a country survive whatever happens.
Yeah. Yehuda, I want to thank you very much for doing what you do for the Jewish community and for America. We're out of time, but before we go, tell us, where can people check out your children's book, Safety On?
So right now, the best place to do it is a website, thepewpewjew.com. It's my new website where I have tons of very fun, like, T-shirts, and people can get signed books and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Yehuda, thank you very much for being on Front Lines of Freedom.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Anytime, Skip.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Next up, we'll look at the impact of liberalization of marijuana laws across the U.S. and how it affects the right to keep and bear arms. Then we'll discuss Service Academy football with Quentin Roberts. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts. Stay there until I return. I want you lean and mean.
Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly and military-friendly employer, Spartan Nash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at careers.spartannash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense.
They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome Terry Johnson back to the show. Terry is a defense attorney and the Vice President of Legal Operations at Firearms Legal Protection. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Terry.
Skip, it is always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. Well, Terry, before we go too far, please go ahead and tell us a little bit about Firearms Legal Protection. What exactly does your company do for gun owners?
Well, Skip, what we do is we provide uncapped attorney's fees anytime any of our members have to use lethal force to protect themselves or to protect others. In addition to that, we also have plans that offer bail bond up to $250,000. We cover you in all 50 states. We've got a 24/7 emergency hotline where you can speak to an attorney 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we also cover you if you are sued civilly as well. And again, those are uncapped fees. So we do this, and our plans start as low as $9.95 a month, and they can cover you and your entire family for up to $34.95 a month.
All right. Well, Terry, that is awesome. People can go to firearmslegal.com to check that out. Now, Terry, over the past decade, recreational marijuana laws have passed in 11 states, and the penalties for marijuana use have been relaxed in 33 states all total. And the trend just seems to be pushing more and more in that direction. Now, Terry, what exactly is the current federal law for marijuana usage and the possession of firearms?
Well, first of all, marijuana, even though it may be legal in your state, and I know we're broadcasting across the country here, even though marijuana may be legal in your state, the federal government can still come in and charge you with a federal crime. They're actually violating federal law. And not only recreationally as well, Skip, but it's also for medical marijuana, which is what some states have already enacted, which basically means if you've got certain ailments or certain types of conditions, you can, through the state, get a medical marijuana license. Now, again, while the state may recognize that legally under state law, the federal government says, no, 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 you can't have it. And because it's a no on the federal government, it's still classified as a drug. The issue now becomes you can't have this and possess a firearm at the same time. It's illegal.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is that because with the federal government, they have this list, right, of drugs that you're not allowed to have, what do they call them, Schedule One list of drugs. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct, yes.
And so if you are taking any of these drugs that are on this non-approved list by the federal government, then you cannot legally possess firearms anywhere in the United States.
That is correct.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking about the impact of the liberalization of marijuana laws on the right to keep and bear arms. So Form 4473, that's the ATF form that you fill out every time you purchase a firearm, correct?
That is correct.
So people who take marijuana, either recreationally or medically, can they just walk into a gun store and they would have to lie on that form, correct?
That is correct. And if you lie on the form, it could be as much as a felony under federal law, and you really don't want to do that.
Well, you know, I run across people occasionally in my class. They'll have a medical marijuana card, and when they find out they can't get a concealed pistol license, they become rather upset. Because they say, well, you know, I have to choose between controlling my pain and defending my life and the life of my loved ones. But that's pretty much the bottom line, isn't it?
Unfortunately, at this point, it is. You know, until the federal government decides to decriminalize marijuana, that is going to be a decision that lawful gun owners are going to have to be cognizant of.
Well, when it comes to taking marijuana, I mean, it puts you in an altered state just like alcohol does, right? So if someone smokes a joint, either for medical purposes or recreational purposes, aren't they still impaired and potentially a danger to themselves and the people around them if they're using a firearm?
They are. And it's, you know, again, some states, for example, we'll use Michigan has a .02 limit if you're carrying a firearm concealed. In other words, if you are, and this is for alcohol, if you're beyond that 0.02 threshold, they consider you intoxicated and you won't be able to carry a firearm. However, if you go to a state like Texas, Texas really does not put a limit on it, but it's up to the officer's discretion whether or not you are, I'll use the word intoxicated, whether you're intoxicated or not. With marijuana, the interesting thing is there is no limit. And what I mean by that is there is no minimum on there. It says if you have marijuana in your system, then you can't do X, Y, and Z, because unlike alcohol, marijuana can stay in your system for between 28 and 32 days.
Oh, wow.
So if I were to consume some marijuana, be it smoke, be it edibles or whatever, that can potentially stay in my system for, you know, 28 to 32 days. So on the 21st day, I might get pulled over, and if I'm drug tested, it would probably still be in my system.
Well, Terry, how does the officer actually test someone that they pull over like that? Because I know with alcohol, they, you know, you blow a certain reading or pee in a cup or whatever. How does the actual officer on the scene test for presence of marijuana?
Great question, Skip. They can do DNA, believe it or not. And I use the term DNA in terms of just, you know, kind of like a cheek swab, not DNA from the way that most of our listeners would probably be familiar with. But there are other methods along those lines that will allow them to tell whether marijuana is in your system or not.
Yeah. Well, Terry, it sounds to me like, boy, this is opening a can of worms, and some of our laws might have to be changed. The federal government is going to have to do something. But in my opinion, when I look around at all the different states, the trend is just the constant liberalizing of the marijuana laws more and more and more. What's going to have to happen to resolve all of these controversies here?
Well, I believe the federal government's going to have to step in and basically follow the trend of the majority of states. I believe that they're probably going to have to decriminalize it or either take it off of the list. For example, if we take alcohol, you know, alcohol is not on the list per se because it's not considered a legal drug, so to speak, stimulant, depressant, et cetera. However, the best way, in my opinion, let the federal government decriminalize it, and once they do that, let the state set a minimum or what have you. I mean, now, let me give you an example. If you go to a gun range and you reek of alcohol, they're not going to allow you to go back in the range and shoot. And it's the same thing with marijuana. They're not going to allow you to go back in the range and shoot. That's just not for the protection of others. It's also for the protection of yourself at that point.
Sure.
So one of the things, again, that has to happen, the federal government at some point is going to have to come in. Now, if you go back to the Obama administration, at the time, President Obama did not focus a lot on marijuana. He actually told the federal law enforcement, spend more of your time on the stronger drugs, the cocaine, the heroines, et cetera. I'm not exactly sure what President Trump and the Attorney General are doing as it relates to marijuana, whether it is a drug that's at the top of the list. I don't believe it is because of the liberalization of it across the country. So we just have to keep an eye out as lawful gun owners to understand what the long-range trend is and how it affects us currently today.
You've got it. Well, Terry, we are about out of time. I guess the bottom line is when it comes to marijuana, when it comes to alcohol, anything that impairs your judgment or your physical ability to operate a firearm or carry a firearm, you really shouldn't be doing it anyways.
That's correct. And that's even with cough syrup.
Correct. Yes. Even NyQuil, something like that. Well, Terry, we're out of time. One more time. How can people get in contact with Firearms Legal Protection?
Very simple. Go to our website, firearmslegal.com. Again, firearmslegal, all one word, .com. And you go there and take a look at us, and we'd love to protect you.
Terry, thank you very much for being on Front Lines of Freedom.
Skip, always a pleasure.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss last week's Service Academy football games. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease. The colonel's away, so go ahead and use your dominant arm, but do stay in the area.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. Online on your time. Visit Citadel.com.
United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
USA Radio News.
All the gains the Dow made in 2018 are being erased. Yesterday, the Dow lost nearly 400 points, and today looks like it's going to be just as bad. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Corrections come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money anytime, but we know that's the reality of it.
Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
In a White House tradition during Thanksgiving week, President Trump pardoned one lucky turkey.
Peace, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
Peace and his buddy Carrots will be retiring at Gobbler's Rest exhibit at Virginia Tech. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you.
We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. We really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact us through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They have been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. Military division is a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, and in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of the Freedom's Choice and home-based brands to the commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Troops, it's football season and it's Service Academy football time. Joining me now is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. Now, Quentin, the colonel ordered me to give you a hard time, and I usually obey all direct orders from superior officers, but I can't possibly do that to such a nice guy as yourself, Quentin.
Well, Skip, hey, it's great to be with you today to talk Service Academy football. And you know what? I believe it's that we have to obey all lawful orders. I question the legality of that order from the colonel. So given that, boy, fall has just moved on so quickly. And we are in the week 11 of the football season for college football this year. And our Service Academy football teams have given us a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Not a lot of lows, but there's been more than our fair share this year. This week, I'm going to start with Air Force because, you know, some games are just a little bit more fun than others. And this was a fun one. This was a 42-24 win over the New Mexico Lobos in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the base of the Rocky Mountains, where the Air Force Academy football team had an offensive explosion of a season-best 623 yards of total offense. 478 of those were via the run and 145 via the pass. And our academy teams aren't known for throwing the ball, Skip. So
not even Air Force?
Yards through the air.
Air Force That's should right. be going air to the Force. Air.
That's right. You would think, but it's a little bit they haven't found a lot of success doing that in the past. So, but they were able to, like I say, seal an 18-point win over the New Mexico Lobos. That 623 yards of total offense is tied for the 12th most in program history. Sophomore quarterback Donald Hammond III led the offense in his third start of the season, passing for 145 yards and rushing for 136 more, both new career bests. So it was a great game for the Falcons. New Mexico fell to 3-7. Air Force is now 4-6 overall. When we look at how it happened, Air Force opened up controlling the game in the first half, jumping out to a 14-0 lead before New Mexico finally got on the board in the second quarter. New Mexico even tied it up at 14 before Air Force went ahead 21-14, and New Mexico closed the gap at the half with a field goal, making the halftime score 21-17. In the third quarter, Air Force took off again, scoring a touchdown from Cade Waterspack. A 43-yard pass from Donald Hammond III to go up 28-17, and then another pass from Hammond to Waterspack to make it 35-17. New Mexico added a touchdown before Air Force tacked on another touchdown in the fourth quarter to seal the win. When I look at key stats for the game, Air Force, again, total yards 623 to New Mexico's 305. First downs, Air Force 27-14 for New Mexico. And time of possession, 36 minutes for Air Force and only 23 for New Mexico. For a good victory for the Falcons. Now let's talk about the Colonel's team, the Black Knights of the Hudson.
Well, they always win. Don't they always win, Quentin?
Well, lately they have been. They always do at home. As a matter of fact, they have now won 12 games in a row at Mikey Stadium. Their longest such streak since winning 13 in a row from October 31st of 1987 to October 28th of 1989. Fun fact, I think I played them in 1987 at Mikey Stadium and lost one of those. Actually, no, we played them at home. That was my last game, as a matter of fact, in my last home game. And we won, by the way. But anyway, I digress. Getting back on track, Army defeated Lafayette by a score of 31-13. Boy, I tell you, these Black Knights are on a roll this year. They jumped out in the first half to a 17-6 lead, then cruised in the third quarter. They tacked on two more touchdowns to make it 31-6 after three. Lafayette, very fortunate to get a late score and make the score 31-13. I tell you, the Black Knights played good football, led by their fullbacks, Darnell Woolfolk, and their quarterback, Kelvin Hopkins Jr. They just really played well. But I tell you what is not given enough credit is their defense. That Black Knight defense is lights out this year. Led by Cole Christensen, Elijah Riley, and in the defensive backfield, these guys are really a wrecking crew. Their next game is against Colgate, who is undefeated. Now, they're in a lower division, football championship, kind of what we call Division One, AA, or Division Two, but they're still an undefeated team, so they're going to give the Black Knights a stiff test. And finally, we move to our midshipmen of the Naval Academy. It was a tough day for the midshipmen as they went up against undefeated and ranked number 11 University of Central Florida Knights. And the Knights were just a little too much for the midshipmen. Zach Abey scored on runs of 5 and 8 yards and finished with a team-high 85 yards rushing on 26 carries. But the midshipmen failed at 2-8, 1-5 in the conference, and for the first time in a long time won't be going to a bowl game this year. Their next game is against Tulsa, but I tell you, their last three games have been against teams that have a combined number of losses of 2. So they've had a tough stretch. If we look at the key stats of the game, Central Florida outgained Navy 497-374. They had more first downs, 28-20. And, however, Navy did win that time of possession, 35 minutes to 25 minutes, but it just wasn't enough for the midshipmen as they fell to the UCF Knights. Their next game is going to be at home against Tulsa. And so we're looking for a win from our midshipmen. Army plays Colgate. That's going to be a tough game where Army's favored by 11. Air Force is going to be a 2.5-point underdog against Wyoming at Wyoming. So that was our Service Academy teams for next week as we look forward.
So, Quentin, sounds like the Army's happy. Air Force is happy. Navy looking to be happy next week.
That's right. And, of course, on the horizon is the Army-Navy game.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in December. And, of course, that's the one that, regardless of records, that one is always going to be a special game. December 8th in Lincoln Financial Field in New Jersey.
Well, we are really looking forward to that. I'm certain that the Colonel is looking forward to that one. He might even be there.
That's right. Actually, Lincoln Financial, I believe that's Philadelphia, not New Jersey.
All right.
But yep, that's what we're looking at there, Skip. I think Army is clearly the best team of the three this year. Coach Monken has done just a tremendous job. Coach Niumatalolo is suffering from one of his worst seasons, probably his worst season since he's been at the helm of the Navy football program. And Air Force is, they're struggling. I think they're finding something. But then they've had injuries, some key injuries, especially at quarterback. But if they can get a steady hand at quarterback, I think it'll make a big difference for them down the stretch.
Well, Quentin, the Colonel is out this week, but I can hear him smirking even from the microphone here in the studio, wherever he is.
Well, you know what? It's been a long time since the Army faiths have been able to smirk. So I applaud their smirks.
All right. Well, hey, Quentin, thank you very much for your comments and for being on the team.
My pleasure. And hey, to all our veterans out there, I just want to give a salute to everyone. I know Veterans Day just passed here, and it's always a time to sit back and reflect and understand that freedom is not free. It comes from folks like you, Skip. Like me, like the Colonel, and many others out there, and it wouldn't be able to occur even without those who are not in uniform who give us that support.
All right, Quentin. Thank you very much. We'll be talking to you again next week. All right, I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be at 100 pounds by now and do 75 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to us at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Roland, what do we have today?
Well, Skip, Tim wrote that he disagrees that the AR-15 makes a good home defense firearm. .223 rounds have a long, long range. They're hard to conceal and secure. Too easy for a home invasion lowlife to grab from you, especially if he's bigger and stronger. And it's awkward in tight quarters. An ideal firearm, in my opinion, is a good quality double-action revolver chambered in .38 Special or .357 and loaded with Glazer or Hydroshock Plus P rounds. Plus, they save your hearing. Plus, you're probably going to want a couple speed loaders. Good quality pump 12-gauge shotgun, like a Remington Model 870, might not be a bad idea for backup or in case things really get ugly. Understand, I'm not saying someone shouldn't have the right to own an AR-15. I'm just saying that in my opinion, it does not make an ideal firearm for home defense. What do you think, Skip?
Well, Tim, I agree with your last sentence. The AR-15 does not make an ideal home defense gun. But here's the problem. Neither does a shotgun or a handgun of any kind make an ideal home defense gun. There's no such thing as an ideal home defense gun. Anytime you go from one firearms platform to another, you are making compromises. For example, the AR-15 is physically larger and harder to maneuver, but it also holds 30 rounds. The double-action revolver is smaller and easier to handle, but it holds only 5 or 6 rounds. So it's a trade-off. I could go over the other aspects you covered, but they all fit into that same category. There is no ideal firearm, and that is why I own dozens of firearms. They all have their strengths and weaknesses, and owning multiple firearms allows me to stage them in various gun safes around my home, so I always have a choice. But that's okay, because this is America, and in most states, you'll be allowed to own as many guns as you like. That way you always have the right tool to defend your family. And now it's time for military history. Lead out, Roland.
On 22 November 1718, Edward Teach, also known as Blackbird, was killed off North Carolina's Outer Banks during a bloody battle with a British Navy force sent from Virginia. Believed to be a native of England, Edward Teach likely began his pirating career in 1713, when he became a crewman aboard a Caribbean sloop commanded by pirate Benjamin Horngold. In 1717, after Horngold accepted an offer of general amnesty by the British Crown and retired as a pirate, Teach took over and captured a 26-gun French merchantman, increased its armament to 40 guns, and renamed it the Queen Anne's Revenge.
On 22 November 1783, John Hanson, the first president of the Continental Congress, under the Articles of Confederation, died in his home state of Maryland. Hanson is sometimes called the first president of the U.S., but this is a misnomer, since the presidency did not exist as an executive position separate from Congress until the federal Constitution created the role upon its ratification in 1789.
On 22 November 1942, a Soviet counteroffensive against the German armies paid off as the Red Army trapped about 250,000 German soldiers south of Kalach on the Don River within Stalingrad. As the Soviet circle tightened, German General Friedrich Paulus requested permission for Berlin to withdraw.
On 20 November 1945, immediately after the end of World War II, 24 high-ranking Nazis went on trial in Nuremberg, Germany, for atrocities committed during the war. The Nuremberg trials were conducted by an international tribunal made up of representatives from the U.S., the Soviet Union, France, and Great Britain. It was the first trial of its kind in history, and the defendants faced charges ranging from crimes against peace to crimes of war to crimes against humanity. Lord Justice Geoffrey Lawrence, the British member, presided over the proceedings, which lasted 10 months and consisted of 216 court sessions. On October 1, 1946, 12 architects of Nazi policy were sentenced to death. 7 others were sentenced to prison terms ranging from 10 years to life, and 3 were acquitted.
Also on 22 November 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th president, was assassinated while traveling through Dallas, Texas in an open-topped convertible. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy rarely accompanied her husband on political outings, but she was beside him along with Texas Governor John Connally and his wife for a 10-mile motorcade to the streets of downtown Dallas. Sitting in a Lincoln convertible, the Kennedys and Connellys waved at the large, enthusiastic crowds gathered along the parade route. As their vehicle passed the Texas School Book Depository Building at 12:30 p.m., Lee Harvey Oswald fired 3 shots from the 6th floor, fatally wounding President Kennedy and seriously injuring Governor Connally. Kennedy was pronounced dead 30 minutes later at Dallas Parkland Hospital.
On 21 November 1986, National Security Council staff member Oliver North and his secretary, Fawn Hall, begin shredding documents that would have exposed their participation in a range of illegal activities regarding the sale of arms to Iran and the diversion of the proceeds to a rebel Nicaraguan group. On November 25, North was fired, but Hall continued to sneak documents to him by stuffing them in her skirt and boots. The Iran-Contra scandal, as it came to be known, became an embarrassment and a sticky legal problem for the Reagan administration.
And finally, on 22 November 1988, in the presence of members of Congress and the media, the Northrop B-2 stealth bomber was shown publicly for the first time at Air Force Plant 42 in Palmdale, California. The aircraft, which was developed in great secrecy for nearly a decade, was designed with stealth characteristics that would allow it to penetrate an enemy's most sophisticated defenses unnoticed. At the time of its public unveiling, the B-2 had not even been flown on a test flight. It rapidly came under fire for its massive cost, more than $40 billion for development, and a $1 billion price tag for each unit. And now it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have, Skip?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Roland?
About 50 students and adults rallied outside a high school in Nova Scotia, Canada on Tuesday, calling for an end to bullying after a teen with cerebral palsy was used as a human bridge to cross a stream earlier this month. Brett Corbett, a 14, of Glace Bay, was seen bullying and taunted in a video that went viral. Students hurled profanities at the teen and called on him to lay face down in the creek outside Glace Bay High School. "It was freezing and no one tried to help me," Brett told the Global News. Signs at Tuesday's rally read, "Step up so others don't get stepped on," and "Stop bullying, we stand with Brett." Boxer Ryan Rosicki from Sydney, Nova Scotia, made an appearance at the rally. He said he could relate to how Brett was mistreated. Quote, "I was a victim myself, and I definitely changed my life, and I ended up making the most of it," Rosicki said. "It's just not right." Rally organizer Dion Dermody said she had firsthand experience working with people who have cerebral palsy. Quote, "To see Brett hurt like that really pulled at my heart," she told CBC.
Thanks, Roland. Now, you may have noticed that this article is a departure from how we usually do the Armed American Report. Usually, the armed American is attacked and he uses his superior attitude, skills, and plan to come out on top. But that didn't happen here. Why? Because the people who were supposed to be helping this young man didn't step up. Where were the protectors and the defenders? There have always been bullies, and there will always be bullies. That's a given. But something has changed in our society over the last 50 years. There aren't as many protectors as there used to be. When I was a kid going to grade school back in the 60s, there were bullies, yes, but there were also protectors. You know, those older or bigger kids who stood up to the bullies and made them stop. And the bullies did stop, or else they got their butt kicked. And that, folks, is how evil is kept in check. Here's what I found throughout life. The world is just a giant playground where bullies roam and seek whom they may devour, and that's okay so long as there are good guys with strength and courage to stand up and slay the Goliaths of the world. But what happens when the strong no longer protect the weak? What happens when bullies go unchecked? When bullies on the playground like the ones in this story are not held accountable, then they grow up to do even more damage to society. And I'm reminded of the famous quote of Sir Edmund Burke, "All evil needs to flourish is for good people to do nothing." And that's why I want all my fellow military brothers and sisters to carry often, carry safely, carry legally, and to protect and defend the weakest members of our society, like this 14-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. Think about it this way. What kind of world do you want? You only have two choices, a world run by bullies or a world run by the good, the strong, and the brave. Think about it, veterans, and then go do the right thing. Troops, listen up. This week we started a new program and we need your help. Our goal is on each show to honor a deceased military person, not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably on active duty or in the Guard or Reserves. Here's how to nominate someone. Send us about 250 words summarizing his or her service that we'll read on the show. If you send along a picture, we'll also include it in our e-newsletter. Send the info to us at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, General Arnold Pinheiro will discuss major threats to U.S. security and the impact of the recent election on national security. Then Marine vet Brad Stinson will discuss how to make VA mortgages work for you. And Diane Raver will join us to review the movie of the month, 2x2, and we'll review last week's Service Academy football games.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of the show, well, guess what? All of our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We want to especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel.
And I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby.
Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on Front Lines of Freedom. Join us next week for military and veteran information you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
In accordance with U.S. Flag Code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect,
a program we have offered since Veterans Day, 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will remain close allies despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about our alliance with Saudi Arabia at the State Department.
It's a mean, nasty world out there. The Middle East in particular. There are important American interests to keep the American people safe. It is the President's obligation, indeed the State Department's duty as well, to ensure that we adopt policies that further America's national security.
President Trump is pardoning two Thanksgiving turkeys. The President gave both peas and carrots a presidential pardon. The President did have a message, though, for both peas and carrots.
Even though peas and carrots have received a presidential pardon, I have warned them that House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The results of the November 6th election are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum.
Firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly Camp Fire will get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain could be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash
in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Exit polls show